And good morning. Welcome to another episode and edition of Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. Music like poetry has a message, and history like a diamond shines clear to the truth. Words have meaning that we can comprehend like definition. News can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, I'm asking you to pull back the curtain of our musical curtain segment and see and hear the contributions of our diaspora, and you are sure to find our Quest moment, where we attempt to make waves, indeed vibrations. And so thank you once again for joining us to hear a different perspective of our community. Don't you go anywhere. Keep it locked. Coming up shortly will be our host, Mr. Walter Pierce. Host of Quest Youth Radio takes the control and takes to the court to present Elgin Baylor, an NBA basketball great, for his diamond segment. Now, not to be outscored, he will then transition into a definition of the word leadership, rounding out today's broadcast with the smooth sound of the stylistics. His co-host will include Tanisha Gardner, Shelton Harris, Tamir Davis, the Black Librarian, and Dr. Richard Bombay, better known as Mr. Bay. Phone callers will have a final say by providing a question or comment about today's program. So without any further ado, our host, Mr. Walter Pierce. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. We're live on 89.5 from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And again, as you just said, my diamond that I'm going to start off with today is about Lakers great Elgin Baylor, who passed away last week. And Elgin Baylor was born on September 16th, 1934 in Washington, D.C. Baylor played one season at the College of Idaho before transferring to Seattle University, where he led the team to their first NCAA championship game before being drafted first overall by the Minneapolis Lakers in 1958. Baylor averaged 24 points a game, 15 rebounds, and 4 assists as a rookie en route to Rookie of the Year honors. Baylor would go on to play 14 seasons for the Minneapolis and Los Angeles Lakers, earning NBA All-Star honors 11 times with 10 first-team All-NBA appearances. After retiring from basketball in 1971, Baylor went on to serve as coach for the New Orleans Jazz and vice president of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Clippers. Inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977, Baylor's number 22 jersey was retired by the Lakers on November 3rd, 1983, and a statue honoring Baylor was unveiled on April 6, 2018 at Staples Center. Now, Lakers Governor Jeannie Buss had some words to say on Elgin Baylor. And she says, Elgin was the superstar of his era, as many accolades speak of that. He was one of the few Lakers played whose career spanned from Minneapolis to Los Angeles. But more importantly, he was a man of great integrity, even serving his country as a U.S. Army Reserve, often playing for the Lakers only during his weekend pass. He is one of the all-time Laker greats, with his number 22 jersey retired in the rafters and his statue standing guard in front of Staples Center. He will always be part of the Lakers' legacy. On behalf of the entire Lakers family, I'd like to send my thoughts, prayers, and condolences to his wife, Elaine, and the Baylor family, as what Jeannie Buss said. And that concludes my segment on Elgin Baylor for today. Again, he is a Laker great, and he is somebody who people look up to because, you know, going in, he was drafted back in like 1960s, 1950s, around that time. So a lot of people who go into the sport of basketball or are a Laker fan or play for the Lakers really look up to this man because he is one of the originals and one of the greats. So I want to thank everybody for listening to my segment, and you are tuned in to 89.5 WSOU. This is student host Walter Pierce. Thank you.
Don't know much about biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
I want to take a moment to give a shout out to Mr. Ivan Holmes, someone who beat the odds and a graduate of Seton Hall University and a personal, more than an associate, a friend, a best friend of mine who transitioned and dedicated a large part of his life in helping young people in a rites of passage in the city of Newark. As we continue, this is Quest Community Vibration.
Yeah, yeah. I never knew a la, 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 a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decided to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. The relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely.
There are times when you need someone.
Yeah.
I will be by your side.
we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my to even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold side nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having you work at annually? Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second. It's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop, and I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to, thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you, it's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gon' keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.
Sounds of Common. And now we turn it back to our host, Mr. Walter Pierce. Good morning again.
Good morning and welcome back, everybody. And now it is time for definitions. And this segment provides the listener with words and meaning so that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and not have it defined for us. So, for today's episode, let's define leadership. And leadership is the art of motivating a group of people to act towards achieving a common goal. In a business setting, this can mean directing workers and colleagues with a strategy to meet the company's needs. Another example would be either in sports, leading your team so that you can make sure that everybody's on the same page, making sure that everybody's motivated, everybody's working hard. And if somebody's slacking off, you have to hold them accountable. Leadership in our communities, making sure everybody's needs is being taken serious, is being looked at. Checking up on your people, checking up on their health, mentally and physically, making sure everybody has what they need to be able to succeed properly. You know, leaders in schools, making sure that everybody has the necessary tools or books, nice materials so that they could succeed in the classroom. So, you know, all aspects of life, there's going to have to be a leader. There's going to have to be somebody at that position that already understands what needs to be achieved. And they're going to have to lead those other group of people who are probably just either coming on board or just need that focus so that they could also get to that point of leadership where they become leaders as well. Because that's really what the cycle of life really is. We have leaders who have people who need to be led. And once those people gain this information that they need, they become leaders. And then they constantly, that's all it is, they pass down information to each generation of people. And that's how people become successful. You know, when you see in these other communities how knowledge and wealth is constantly passed down generation to generation, that's how these families stay wealthy and stay knowledgeable and stay powerful, you know. But a problem for our community, especially our African-American community, is we need to be able to start building that legacy even more so we can have more powerful, wealthy, and knowledgeable families. You know, making sure that our families all stay together, we all stay as one community, and we all invest in one another so that we could constantly pass down wealth and knowledge to each generation so that we could be successful and have more successful families. Because, you know, as I mentioned in the show previously, you know, the money in the African-American community, you know, it's quickly taken out of the community. You know, compared to other communities of the Asian, Jewish, white communities, they keep their money flowing in their own communities longer than what we do. And that is bad for us because we're going and investing in their, we're getting paid and going and investing in other communities besides coming to our communities and investing in our own families, our own people, which is a huge problem. So, you know, just the cycle of leadership in life is very important, especially for us now, if we want to be able to build empires. And, you know, we're always going to have those type of people that already know the way. It's just up to them to be able to want to share it with others and want to be able to make everybody successful. So as I say that, I want to pass it on to you, Mr. Bay, and the Black Librarian, as we call you as well, you know, just to talk more about the importance of leadership and how us as a community can improve on that concept of, you know, constantly creating leaders. What do you think about that?
Well, we're going to start with Tanisha Gardner and let her chime in on some of the things that you said, making a connection with economics and leadership. Good morning, Tanisha. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Everything was definitely on point, especially about it. Like you said, for us to build our legacy in leadership, we definitely have to have an economic role into play to be able to set forth, you know, what we have to do as a community. And it's very important for us to know what direction we're going in, to know where we're going to go.
Okay. And I'm going to bounce right over to Mr. Harris, if he's able, just to make a quick comment about leadership.
Leadership is more, to me, it's more of an example that's just being repeated. You know, a leader is somebody who just brings the focus to a certain direction. And Dr. Clark said leaders themselves are not as important as where they're leading the people. You know, the leader could transition, but if the plan was correct, bury the leader and continue the plan. And then you'll be able to create more leaders, like Walter said.
Thank you very much, Mr. Harris. And now the Black Librarian, question or comment in response to Walter Pierce.
I agree with Dr. Harris. One of the famous quotes by Dr. John Henry Clark was, bury the man and continue to plan. I think that in every profession, in every home, in every aspect of life, there's an unconditional need for leadership. whether it's the mother, the father, or what have you. Unfortunately, in today's world, which is greatly unfortunate, you don't see a lot of fathers inside the households. Unfortunately, a lot of African-American male counterparts are suffering or going through different type scenarios of prison, not at home, and it leaves the female counterpart to fend for themselves. And it's extremely arduous, although a lot of women have taught and led young men to great leadership positions in the past and still taking place in the future. But I think that at the home, in homes, you need that male and female counterpart in terms of balance. It makes things far more easier. It helps with the chemical balance in terms of a child's development, the social balance in terms of a child's development, and what have you. But I believe that, and if you tie that into economics, everything is a part of economics. I would believe as an artist that art is economics. It's just not me making a painting or developing a magazine to sell, but it's giving the world a vision, you know, and art deals with images and ideas and what have you. And sometimes, like the artist Diego Rivera was so impactful during the 50s and 60s and what have you, during the changing dynamics of the world, that he was a leader. And he didn't have to speak too much of anything, but they felt and understood and read his paintings. You know, the same with James Brown with his music. You know, I'm black and I'm proud. That led people to think and develop different images and ideas in terms of moving forward. So everything has a very important part, and everybody can speak a message, whatever they realize or not. And everything is a part of leadership, you know, and it's whatever you do and how you do it. You know, people may not say anything. Some people may not don't have to say that much, but the way in which they carry themselves also impacts upon leadership, because people are looking for direction.
Walter, we're going to swing it back to you. What did you think about the co-host's response?
You know, I like the conversation when we're talking about, you know, black parenting, really. The absence of a lot of African-American fathers, especially, or black fathers, you could say. And that's really another key part and reason why we're not doing as good, I mean, as we should be, is because of, you know, that absence of a complete household. Because having both parents and both can show you and understand two different things and go about it is very important, you know, instead of, you know, having a single parent when you're only really getting one perspective on things. So really that conversation, I really thank y'all for bringing that up, because that is something that is, you know, something that's holding us back and something we need to improve on. And I believe we're actually going in that direction as well. And yeah, that really concludes what I have to say. You know, you're tuned in to 89.5 WSOU from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. This is student host Walter Pierce.
Nothing even matters. See, nothing. nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. 'Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Don't
see these buildings go out to sea. Some natural catastrophe. Still there's no place I'd rather be. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. See, nothing even matters. See, nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
My identity, I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously, babe. 'Cause nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. I said, no, baby, baby.
Oh. Now you won't find me at no store. I have no time. Manicures with you is never either. 'Cause nothing even matters no more. See, nothing, it don't matter. See, nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more.
Now my jeans are long and make it to the final fall. Just repossess my fall by fall. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Oh, oh, oh. Nothing matters. Nothing.
Now it's time for our next segment of Chain of Events, which is an interpretation of news as it affects the minority community from the Alloys North. It's a report on events in politics, education, law, business, religion, and science. Chain of Events reveals the interpretation of one event to another so that you, yes you, the Quest listenership, will know what's happening. And what's happening is a pandemic, not just in America, but throughout the world. And as we come to grips with the pandemic, one of the things that is scathing and staring out at us every day is our mental health. And to coincide with our host, Walter Pierce, I like to talk about leadership from another angle, and that is I've been guilty of personally. And I'm sure if you're human and you're walking, you've had to deal with how to control your temper and anger. And so to give you an idea of how we can deal with this, I've come up with a story that not that I've written myself. Well, anyway, there once was a little boy who had a very bad temper, and father decided to hand him a bag of nails and said that every time the boy lost his temper, he had to hammer a nail into the fence. So on the first day, the boy hammered 37 nails into the fence. The boy gradually began to control his temper over the next few weeks, and the number of nails he was hammering into the fence slowly decreased. He discovered it was easier to control his temper than to hammer those nails into the fence. Now, finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. he told his father the news, and the father suggested that the boy should now pull out a nail every day. He kept his temper under control. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. "Have done well, my son. But look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry. The wound is still there." Now, the moral of this story is to control your anger and don't say and do things to people in the heat of the moment that you may later regret. Some things in life you are unable to take back. And that concludes the segment of Chains of Events to bring to light something about anger.
Oh, baby, do it, baby.
You're tuned to Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio, on 89.5 FM from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. And now we have a riddle by our main man, Mr. Shelton Harris. Give it to us, man. Maybe we can figure it out before the show is over.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Let me see if I got this right. It says, a farmer is trying to cross a river. He's taking with him a rabbit, carrots, and a fox. And he has a small raft, so he can only bring one item at a time across the river because his raft will only fit either the rabbit, the carrots, or the fox. How does he cross the river, assuming that the fox does not eat the rabbit while the man is present? And you can also assume that the fox and the rabbit aren't trying to escape or run away. How does he get everybody safely across the river?
Okay, now I'm going to need you to say that riddle one more time, louder and slower.
Okay, a farmer is trying to cross a river. He's taking with him a rabbit, carrots, and a fox. And he has a small craft. He can only take one item at a time across the river because his raft can only fit either the rabbit, the carrots, or the fox. How does he cross the river, assuming that the fox doesn't eat the rabbit if the man is present? And you can also assume that the fox and the rabbit are not trying to run away or escape. How does he get everybody across the river safely?
Okay. Now, we're going to continue and segue into our next segment of Curtains presented by our host, Walter Pierce. And while we're doing that, we'll try to figure out that answer from the riddle that Mr. Harris just shared with us. Walter, are you ready?
Yes, I am. I'm ready. And for my curtains for today, as said earlier in the show, I will be talking about the stylistics. Now let's go back and see how the stylistics were formed. The stylistics were formed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1966 from two groups, the Percussions and the Monarchs. When members from each group were drafted or went on to further their education, the remaining members, under the guidance of their English teacher, Beverly Hamilton, joined forces and changed the name to the stylistics. After working locally for a number of years, the group, approached by Bill Perry, who asked if they would be interested in recording. Their first song, You're a Big Girl Now, was recorded in Virtual Recording Studio, a local studio in Philadelphia. This song was written by the group guitarist at the time, Robert Doc Douglas, and road manager Marty Bryant. The sessions cost Bill Perry a little over $500 to produce and was released locally. It was soon picked up in the tri-state area, and before long, it became a number one hit in Philadelphia and a few other cities. Bill was interested in promoting the record nationally, but didn't have the resources. He decided to contact Avco Records and make a deal. Rumor has it Bill received over $10,000 from Avco, and of which the group never saw a dime. Of You're a Big Girl Now, Avco wanted to naturally follow up with an album release. Hit veteran producer Tom Bell was contacted and was hired to produce the group's first album. The album was entitled The Stylistics, and from that album came Stop, Look, Listen to Your Heart, You Are Everything, and Betcha by Golly Wow. The success of the first album was phenomenal for the time, along with an unheard release of six singles in total. The ball continued to roll with the release of the second album entitled Round Two. The Stylixes were becoming known as the Philly group with the sweet love songs. Herbert Mule and Aaron Love are the remaining original members of the Stylistics. Friends since junior high school, they have managed to keep their institution of 70s music alive. It was thought to be the end of the Stylistics following the departure of the original lead singer, but as in life, the show must go on. And that concludes my segment on the Stylistics. And just to get, that was really just to talk about really the founding and a couple of their hits. But the part everybody has been waiting for is really the music. So, Mr. Bay, you can play some Stylistics for the audience.
You're alone all the time. Does it ever bother you? Have you as high you seem to fall out again? Do you ever really love? Or just pretend? What to yourself?
Okay, we're back, and this is Quest Community Vibration. Walter, I'm going to start with you first. Now, there have been a number of things, and every week, just so the audience knows, I go through the list of everyone and ask them, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the show? Walter, you're first.
You know, this show was an amazing show. You know, we all started it off talking about Eldrick Baylor, going over his life and accolades, you know, him passing away last week, you know, rest in peace, Eldrick Baylor. And then really a good, very good segment going into definitions, you know, talking about leadership and the importance of leadership and how we can improve on that in our communities so that we can have more successful generation. We can have a more successful generation that's coming up. You know, you touching on mental illness and mental health as you always do, it's always very to talk about that because, you know, especially in times like today, like right now, it's crucial that we check in on people. You know, the changes in lifestyle can mess with somebody's mental, and we just have to make sure everybody's going good. So, you know, to say all that again, you know, I will always give it a 10 because we gave our effort and we touched on many aspects of life and the importance of it. So, you got a 10 for me.
Okay. We're going to go to the Black Librarian. On a scale of 1 to 10 and all of the content that was presented today. And do you have an answer for the riddle?
I would give the show a 10. And I would give the show a 10 because not just the platform in of itself, but the consistency of you, Mr. Bay, actually making sure every 10 o'clock, every Sunday, there's an ongoing show with consistency, first and foremost. The content is phenomenal. It speaks to a lot of different concerns in not only the Black community, but the community as a whole and in the world as a whole, because leadership is a very important issue, and it's something that needs to constantly be reexamined and actually polish, because there's always room for growth and development and leadership. And I think that it's just a great show. It really, really is. And the consistency of the show is phenomenal because every 10 o'clock on Sunday, you can be assured that we will be recording a show that will be aired on the following Saturday at 7 o'clock a.m. That's powerful. That's leadership.
That's giving away the secrets and the power of radio. But we're going to continue on to Nisha. Do you have an answer to the riddle? Because our Black Librarian didn't, and nor did Walter, and nor do I, right? But we're going to come back to Calvin after Tanisha on a scale of 1 to 10 in all seriousness. No holds barred. What did you think about today's content and the show overall?
Today's content and the show overall was definitely great. So what I get from it, each one teach one and keep learning and keep growing. And I guess about the riddle, I have no idea. Maybe they got there individually.
Okay, yeah. And that's why I asked Mr. Harris to give us one to stump us all and to help motivate us and to increase our critical thinking ability. Calvin, you're up next. What do you think about the content of the show, and do you have an answer to the riddle?
No, I don't have an answer to the riddle. It kind of stumped me a little bit. I'm usually pretty decent with riddles. Don't have an answer for it. The content of the show was great. I was giving you guys a 9.5 until young Walter started talking about the stylistics. So then you went to a 10.2, so which is one of my favorite groups. So keep up the good work, guys.
Okay, yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the stylistics because it brought back memories for me. Now, wait a minute. We have another caller on the line. Val, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. On a scale of 1 to 10, and do you have an answer for the riddle?
Well, I'll answer you in reverse. No, I don't have an answer for the riddle. The show is a 10. I love the content that you introduced, and I love to hear each person's perspective with regard to what your discussions are. So it's always good.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Mr. Harris, we're back to you. Talk to us. Enlighten us. Shed the light.
All right. First, let me say that you always should think really large about whatever you're doing and however you're doing it. So the show is always a 10, unless somebody else sees something wrong with it. Well, your perspective should always be that you did your best and everything is where it's supposed to be. But as far as the riddle, now I'm going to recap real fast because it's kind of running short on time. The man has to get a rabbit, carrots, and a fox across the river. And obviously the fox and the rabbit can't be together. So the first person or the first thing he takes across is the rabbit. He takes the rabbit over, then he comes back, then he gets the fox because he's not worried about the fox eating the carrot. So he goes back, he gets the fox, goes back over, takes the rabbit, leaves the fox on one side of the shore, takes the rabbit back over there to where he started from, takes the carrots, leaves the rabbit on the shore, takes the carrots over to the fox, goes back, gets the rabbit, everybody's there safe, and that's the end of it.
Wow.
That sounds so simple,
but you know,
okay,
and
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, I usually do these like for extra credit during my assessments in class. And, you know, you can't make them too easy.
Walter, take us away.
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another edition of Quest Community Vibrations. We're live on 89.5 from the Kansas City Home in South Orange. You know, the show was, again, 10 out of 10. Everybody enjoyed themselves. And our motto is Quest Youth Radio is the best.
The best youth radio.
The best youth radio.
And now, the last words will be said by none other than...